been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do. Good Saturday evening to each and every one of you. Welcome back to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's regular Saturday evening show. This is not our regular show. This is our 15-minute promotional show. We will be back to our regular schedule next week. This show, we're going to be filling you in on, of course, our upcoming guest events and happenings. So with that said, I want to welcome you all back. Did you miss me? Because I certainly did miss each and every one of you. And just a few quick notes. Next week, many of you have been seeing the promos running, but next week, my very special guest will be a Hollywood actress, Healy, I'm sorry. Wow, I'm having a moment tonight. Hollywood actress, Dee Wallace Stone. And for those of you who do not know who Dee is, she has been in a range of films, from the scariest to some of the funniest, including Cujo, The Howling, 10, The Frighteners, and Critters. But above all else, if you all are old enough to remember, she was the mother figure in E.T., the extraterrestrial. Great movie. It's still with me today. I remember when we had gone to see it. And if you've never seen E.T., the extraterrestrial, pick up a copy of that, because it's a great movie. Dee will be here to talk to us about her rise to fame and coping with the loss of her husband, fellow actor Christopher Stone. And she'll also be talking about her new book, Bright Light. So join me here, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio this coming Saturday, July the 2nd, when I welcome Dee Wallace Stone. Okay. Next up, another one of my guests that I will be having on later on next month, or probably around August or September, is Pat Holland Connor. She wrote a book titled Doorways to Significance: Finding Peace, Power, and Passion. And just a little bit about Pat. She was born in the South during the 1940s, an African-American girl with white skin. And, of course, you know, she was destined to live with secret shame and intolerance from her family as well as the black and white communities. She grew up feeling unworthy and desperate to belong. When her three-year-old son wondered why she was white and the rest of the family black, she struggled with an answer. And I think that I know a lot of people who are going through that, not necessarily for the same reasons. It's just that if it's a blended family, sometimes one of the parents could be of a lighter hue and the next parent could be of a darker hue. And the children come out looking like one or the other parent. So sometimes that question does arise, and I'm sure she'll be able to share how she managed to deal with that particular part of her life. And We're going to go back to our Real Talk segments as well. Our first segment is going to deal with Sister Girl Talk. We're going to be talking to one another because, in my opinion, I think that some of my fellow sisters, we have really lost our ever-loving minds. We're taking other people's men. We can't get one of our own. And after we go out here, and I'm saying we because right now I'm not trying to bash anyone, but you know who you are. And some women are even lying down with men who have communicable diseases. If you're that desperate to have that warm body next to you, we need to talk because we have lost our sense of self-respect. Because if we learn to respect ourselves again, we will then be able to love ourselves. But right now it's becoming a bit of an epidemic with women who are doing some pretty unsavory things, and you wonder why we're being called every lowlife name that's been around since the beginning of time. You know, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, hey, it may be a duck. So with that said, you know, these are just a few of the things going on, and right now we are also in the middle of our fundraising drive here at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Of course, you know that we fall under the umbrella of the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a faith and community-based 501c3 nonprofit. And right now, I have started my art gallery online. And if you follow us on Facebook, we are on Facebook under Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. If you go there and like us and pass it along, you will be able to see what pieces are being offered. And I have some great discounts going on right now. But, of course, all of the proceeds go towards the Wall Foundation Incorporated. And, of course, to keep Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio here on the airwaves for you. And I am still in shock and awe at so many comments and words of encouragement that I have received from people who have been helped from listening to this show. So I think that we're still going to continue to reach far and wide, and the more people that we can help, the better. So, again, and of course, if you'd like to send me a private message, you can always give me a call at 202-618-2556, or you can write to me at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And, of course, for those of you who want to email me, and yes, I do respond to all of my messages personally. Okay, so you can write to me at Maria Wall at the Wall Foundation, Inc. .org. It's important that you understand that the end is inc.org because there is another organization that was created by someone out of Florida with the identical name after we were established, and I don't want people to be writing to the wrong organization and wondering why you're not getting back the response that you expect. So it's Maria Wall at the Wall Foundation, Inc.org. So give me a call or send me a letter. If you have a show idea, feel free to send that along to me, and I will get back to you personally myself. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio as long as you have. Because of you, I have been able to have some wonderful guests on. We're catching the attention of people all over the world and even Hollywood, as you can see. So Healing Through Hurt is expanding and we're moving along. And I would not have been able to do that without the prayers, love, and support of each and every one of you who listens to my show and supports me each and every week. It's been a struggle, and I'm going to keep the show going as long as I can. And welcome to our guest in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining us for our 15-minute promotional show. If you missed it, feel free to come back and hear our archive show. And welcome to everyone in the call query. Thank you so much for joining me here for this small 15-minute promotional show. But again, next week on July 2nd, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, my special guest will be Hollywood actress Dee Wallace Stone. We'll be talking about her rise to fame, how she coped with the loss of her husband, fellow actor Christopher Stone, and how that helped to propel her to her enlightenment. And we're also going to be talking about her new book, Bright Light. And again, in a few more weeks, we'll have Pat Holland Connor on. She is the author of Doorways to Significance, Finding Peace, Power, and Passion. So, and then, of course, let's not forget our sister girl, Real Talk. We're going to get down to the real business of trying to figure out why women are doing what we're doing and why we're disrespecting ourselves the way that we seem to be doing nowadays. So with that said, as always, you all know that every single week I end the show on a positive note, but this week will be no different. And I want to wish each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy day, enough smiles to turn that frown upside down, enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way. You know, a lot of times it's the little things that mean so much. And when I do these shows, I feel what my guests feel. And this is why I had to take a few weeks off. Add the fact that there's some things going on in my life right now, and I'm fighting with my own demons, so that's why this is all about healing through hurt. And I guess I can relate very well because I'm going through the storm right now myself. But hey, I'm here, and we're going to keep moving forward. So with that said, I will be here tomorrow for Sunday morning meditation, and we will be back to our regular schedule next week for both Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and our Sunday morning meditation shows. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I pray each and every one of you enough, and I look forward to seeing each of you here next week, when we are back on our regular schedule, and I welcome Dee Wallace Stone. Until then, you be blessed. You have a great, great weekend. And I just hope that whatever you're going through, you'll make it through that storm and you'll come out stronger and better in the end. Keep the faith in whatever you're going through. Remember to try to smile, because if you smile through it, it will help ease the pain. If just a little bit, it will help to ease the pain. So with that said, I'm going to wish you all a great evening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning for Sunday morning meditation. Until then, be blessed and be well.
I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do papa da do da do do papa da do 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 papa da do da. I don't know what I should do. I always thought that you would love me. I always thought that you'd be true. And now I'm finding. feeling lonely. I don't know why.